kickoff event is going to be September 15th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. All the agencies, most all the agencies that were there last year are going to be there again. Some of the scheduled events that are going to come out will be the batting cage, bounce houses, all that kind of thing. BTU will be giving the bucket rides again. We'll have the alcohol stimulator car. PHI is hoping, tentatively, to have somebody available to bring a helicopter. And we'll try to have a Jaws of Life demonstration, cut up the car, show how we use our tools from the ladder and rescue truck. And at 12:15 p.m., between 12:15 and 12:30, we're going to have our demonstration that Officer Agnew was not alluding to, but it is time to go ahead and tell you all about that. We are going to be doing a demonstration where we're going to burn two rooms that have been set up. These two rooms, one of them will be a room in a house without a sprinkler system, and one will be a room in a house with a fire sprinkler system. And so when we burn these two rooms simultaneously, you'll be able to see the time it takes for a room to go from a beginning fire to fully involved, or until it gets to the point where the sprinkler head goes off and puts out the fire, and you'll be able to see in real time how long it takes. And it's a pretty graphic demonstration of exactly what we always preach about prevention, 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 and the early warning system to get you out of the house. It shows you just how fast this can happen and how fast it can become a very big event if you don't have the right kind of protection.
I didn't catch if you said if you're going to set the fire simultaneously or one after the other.
I believe they're going to do it simultaneously, but so that you can watch both of them and see the difference in them. That's usually how it's set up. If not, they'll have timers on both, so you'll see the amount of time. But I believe they're going to do it simultaneously. The interesting thing about this event is this event is oftentimes put on by agencies, home, you know, different sprinkler companies, fire companies will do this. But this year, this idea was brought to us by a prospective Eagle Scout named Reuben Evans, who's 17 years old and Troop 968. He wanted to do this for his Community Eagle project, and he got Safe Standard Automatic Fire Enterprises to donate the time and effort to put the sprinkler system in there for us. Acme Glass donated the glass. Lowe's donated lumber. McDonald's donated food support, I believe. And Bryan Police Department and Bryan Fire Department donated labor to help the Boy Scouts put these together. But he brought the idea in. He got the sponsors, and he's putting this together to teach the community about the fire safety as his Eagle project.
Again, that's going to be over the noon hour on Saturday. So if you're driving along the freeway and you see fires off to the east, hopefully it's just the one fire coming from the Target parking lot. That's a set intentional fire, not to be confused with an unintentional situation.
Right. It really should be pretty easy to tell. We've picked a spot right out in the middle of the parking lot, so you shouldn't be confusing this with anything else being on fire.